section86.com.
How y'all doing? Welcome back to the Bootlegger Sam Radio Show.
Hello, and welcome to another edition of Creative Tragedy.
It's the Hank and Chain Show.
Of It Burns on IP, the only podcast around that talks about real country music.
Welcome to the Kiwani Sports League.
Welcome to Vertebreaker, your weekly insight into the world of professional wrestling and pop culture.
Changing the world of podcasting.
After you get done jerking off, it kind of just looks like a little popsicle.
One show at a time.
Insomnia approved.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I've been trying to tell this guy for like fucking a year and a half.
Christmas, y'all. It's Norma Jean here. With the holidays approaching, we here at IBWIP wanted to give all our loyal fans your present early. No, it's not a naked picture of me. Those are $30 a piece at the IBWIP store. What we are going to bring you is episode 22 of It Burns When I Pee. Now, before you open your present, we legally have to remind you that this is a show for mature audiences only. Sometimes we speak about subjects of a sexual nature, and we also use foul language.
Norma Jean, you do realize that you're the one that usually starts the inappropriate talk, right? Not mere creepy. I just wanted to point that out in case someone tries to sue us.
Whatever, Blake. You're not completely innocent. Must I remind you of that letter from the lawyer? Anyway, folks, just remember that if you're listening, make sure all the virgin ears.
You said virgin. I never thought you and the word virgin would ever join together in the same sentence.
Blake, seriously. Okay, folks, you have been warned. Now you can't sue us if you get offended. Merry Christmas, everyone. Now let's do this.
Sing your song?
I'll say we are. Yeah, let's sing it now.
Okay, Simon?
Okay.
Okay, Theodore?
Okay.
Okay, Alvin? Alvin?
Christmas song with these two fucking chuckleheads for over 50 fucking years. You know how many hula hoops that is? Well, it's at least fucking 50. I tell you what, I'm gonna take a nap on the sofa and you wake me up at New Year's. And while you're at it, have these two fucks go down to the laundry and wash my shirt, because I've been wearing that motherfucker for 50 years. Suck my fuzzy chipmunk balls, you moron.
Train of love's coming around the bend. Rolling on beach before, now I'm gonna ride it again. Well, now train of love's coming, train of love coming back. I said you've gotta watch that throttle, baby. Don't want the train to jump the track. Well, train of love's coming. Hear the rails go clickety clack. Freight train rolling. Gonna take me there and back. Train of love's a coming. Train of love's coming back. I said you've gotta watch that throttle, baby. Don't want the train to jump the track. Well, I've been taking the low road, oh boy, and all around. Well, once I jump that train of love, well, I'm gonna be heaven bound. Well, that train of love's a coming. Train of love coming back. Well, I
I said, you've got to watch that throttle, baby. No off the train to jump the track. So long on a railroad of tears. Well, once I jump that train of love, well, baby, I'm out of here. Well, that train of love's a-coming. Train of love coming back. I said, you've got to watch that throttle, baby. Don't want the train to jump the track. I said, you've got to watch that throttle, baby. Don't want the train to jump the track.
All right, welcome everybody to episode 22 of It Burns When I Pee, our Christmas special. What are you fucking laughing at already? Jesus Christ.
She's got the gigglies, I don't know.
Jeez. Okay. Nothing. Take three? No. We have with us, of course, my main man on the mic, Ryan Creepy Guy Ham. How you doing, buddy? I like your toque.
What's a toque?
What is a toque?
A toque is a hat in Canada.
Oh.
Well, all our Canadian friends know
Thanks.
That.
It's cold outside, it's snowing.
Nipples hard?
Yeah, a little perky. Not
little
so
perky?
Much now. It's warm in here. So.
You can't see your nipples.
We can almost see your nipples.
We talked about nipples before. I have little nipples.
Speaking of nipples, we also have with us the lovely Norma Jean. Welcome to the show, dear.
Hi.
Wow, bashful all of a sudden. She's, weird.
Yeah, all of a sudden.
What's going on?
Yeah. I don't have to wear a bra to the videotaping, but I'll just say hi.
I have a bra on.
And our technical advisor and chat monitor. Not this Blake, not that Blake, but the other Blake. I should just call you Blake now. This is your first time podcasting, isn't it?
It is.
So anyway, Ryan, why don't you get us back on track, what we're doing here?
What are we doing here?
Jesus
oh, yeah,
Christ.
Episode 22. And that was Eric Kinsey and his Tip Top Daddies, All Ate Up.
That was a good song.
Yeah.
Well, since this show is starting off so well... we've got songs by, of course, Little Lisa Dixie, who is our featured guest, 9 Pound Hammer, Zane Campbell, Mr. Chill, and The Witnesses. And the Mr. Chill is from a special request from our friends in Canada. So.
Oh, is that where you came up with the hat thing?
Yeah, I'm trying to incorporate our nationwide listeners. Of course, like I said, we're going to have the interview with Little Lisa Dixie, the lovely and the beautiful and talented. If you had some more tattoos, you'd be as pretty as she is.
Yeah. Fuck off.
Blake's got a crush.
He's obsessed.
Oh, God.
He talks about her all day at work.
Guess who I talk to?
Yeah, he does that motion, too.
Oh, yeah, that's what I do.
All day.
And then we are going to have fan feedback. Hopefully Norma Jean will get her shit together by then. And then the new segment.
Lay it on me.
Creepy guys, advice time.
Yeah.
You took over.
What are you giving
Earlene's
advice on?
I have a special email that came in that he's going to give advice
for
on.
For him?
Heartfelt.
Huh?
Really?
Was
for
it for
him?
Me? Like directly to me or just like
in general?
In general.
It was a question in general. Oh. Advice. Because everybody wants to know what we have to say.
Because I thought you were gay.
Oh. Just sometimes.
I quit being gay.
Today.
And we're also going to have Norma Jean watching porn. All the guys are happy about that segment coming back. And we're going to have the Ed Burns and I Beat Gift Exchange.
Yes. Yes.
Could you pay attention to the show?
I'm sorry. Your mom said to watch your mouth.
Your mom's lecturing you right now.
She's playing solitaire.
I didn't raise you to be this kind of man.
She's playing solitaire and listening.
She's watching you.
She's watching me. So as everybody kind of knows, we're streaming live on video. We're trying it out.
I mean, it's a first go.
Yeah. So we're going to tape it. And then we're going to post it on YouTube, and for those who don't listen in the live chat, but I think we'll do this every time because it's complicated and messy and sounds like fun.
We'll get better each time, as we have with one
We'll get
other.
Drunker.
Yeah. It's probably going to be entertaining towards the end. Like I said, I didn't eat dinner, so. Who are you texting?
I shouldn't be getting texted.
Hey, Hollywood! Hey, Hollywood!
I'm going live on video, bitches.
Who are you texting?
Yeah.
Huh?
Angie?
Yeah.
Blake.
So anyway.
Well, where was I?
Jesus Christ. So we're streaming live. Come watch it.
Let's get back to the music.
Okay, tell us about the next song.
Coming up, the song we're going to have is from 9 Pound Hammer called Mama's Doing Meth Again.
My mom is doing meth again, too.
Is that why her teeth are all messed up? I hope she really doesn't have messed up teeth. She come over here, you know what? I'm not saying that word because she'll come over here and do
it. She only lives down the street. So here we are, 9 Pound Hammer.
Mama's doing meth again.
It's that time again, folks. Time for another public service announcement from your friends at It Burns When I Pee.
The holiday season is once again upon us. A time for crazy shopping lines, parking lot traffic, and of course, spending time with your insane family. The best way to cope with these stressors is to drink. Drink heavily, drink constantly. Hey guys, really think that we should basically say it's okay to drink and drive?
Tasteless podcast on the planet. It burns when I pee.
All right, we're back with segment two of our episode 22 Christmas special. And we just got done hearing 9 Pound Hammer, which is an awesome song.
Mama's doing meth again.
Did your mom do meth?
She did. She quit. Her teeth fell out.
And your mom?
No.
No.
My mom's goody-goody.
Goody-goody?
Yeah.
My mom plays solitaire. So now let's go ahead and do fan feedback, which... Norma Jean, why don't you read some stuff that the fans have sent to us, because we actually have fans that...
Okay. This one's from Ottawa, Canada. It says, hey, Blake and crew, I'm a new listener from the great white north, and I fucking love what you're doing. Listening to your Halloween special, it was the first time I'd ever heard any of the artists played. I love that Strawfoot song can relate to Slack Eyed Slim just as soon as I wound this man. You just can't go messing around with another man's woodpile, especially up here. It's fucking colder than a witch's tit in winter.
A witch's tit in winter.
Yeah, it's pretty fucking cold here, too. We have a pretty good underground slash independent scene up here, too, and I'd like to share some of these songs with you and your listeners. Could you play Do Not Go Gently Unto Your Grave by Mr. Chill and the Witnesses? So they attached it to their message. We're going to play that later.
But that's pretty cool. I mean, we're getting requests now. Yeah.
Says, thanks a lot, good luck, and keep fighting the good fight. It makes me want to start my own show. Gandhi Cap, that's his, or her, one of the two.
I don't know.
It's their name. They signed the name? To Gandhi Cap.
I think it's a guy. Kinda I think like he was from Canada, too.
Gandhi Cap. I like it. All right.
Is that like a candy cane that isn't, like, curved right?
Oh, God.
There's this old guy I work with. You know him, Tom Brill. He wears tight, tight pants, and his, like, wiener curls like a cane. And he always walks up and, like, puts it right on the edge of my desk. And like, you know what you did wrong here?
Is and he then, old?
He's so old. Yeah, he's like,
really?
70, he's like 75.
And he wears tight pants?
Yes.
And he always he leaves every day and goes, I'm leaving you to turn out the lights.
Yep, that's that guy.
Ew.
Yeah.
He's a perv.
So any more fan feedback?
Oh, yeah. One from Kathy says, loved it, loved it, loved it. That was worth waiting for, Blake. Who's Kathy?
Yeah.
I don't know who these people are. But
yes,
hey,
you do.
It was worth it, she said.
Oh,
wait.
Boy.
Puke. Worth the wait.
This one's from Kyle. He says, episode 21 kicked ass. Great interviews, good music, funny shit. Keep up the good work.
Hey, that was the one that you were on, right? Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Norma Jean wasn't on that one, right?
I was on it.
No.
Yes.
No, you weren't.
Yes, I was.
Any more fan feedback?
You're full of fucking shit, buddy. I just wasn't here the same day he was here.
Oh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. It was a tag team thing.
So they're ass wipe. Keep it up. Okay. Here's one that's anonymous. It says, IBWIP.
But like, I don't want people to know I listen to the show.
Okay. It says, IBWIP saved my life. This is the best damn internet radio show ever. Period. I hope it burns when I pee until the day I die.
See, we've saved a life. We healed a blind guy. Remember that one?
Yep.
We healed a blind guy?
Yeah.
Really?
We're saving lives. This show makes a difference.
One podcast at a time.
We're here to help you.
One okay.
When do we start asking for money again?
Didn't we just do that?
We ask for money every episode. Don't worry.
Yeah.
There's a commercial later for it.
Oh. So do I read Creepy Guy's first email, too?
Yes!
Oh, and Creepy Guy got his first ever email from a fan.
God, I don't even know why.
Come on. Come on.
So go ahead.
People actually like you?
I guess.
You have friends? Your first friend.
My first email. I was so excited when I got it. And I was like, yes.
Oh, my God. You look like you're on crack. Okay. Says, creepy guy. You the man. You're a rock star. I want your autograph. Seriously, man. Good shit. Keep it up. Now you can't bitch anymore about not getting any emails. Later, the trigger man.
We could have cut that part out. I felt good till I got to that part. I'm like,
oh. Well, we could send Trigger Man an 8x10 of you or something.
Signed. Our gift.
Yeah,
you should have wore the outfit tonight. We would have taken a picture.
You guys have it? I'll wear it.
Oh, we don't. How we thought you had it.
I have one in the car. Like I have a thong.
So is that all the fan feedback we got?
That's it.
Okay, well, since we have all these new fans from Canada,
Crazy fact time. Let's have some crazy facts.
Crazy facts about Canada. See, that's what you're supposed to do. See how he segued into
are
that?
Are you criticizing me?
He's bitching a little bit, yes.
I need some lithium.
Go with the fucking beer.
So I pulled some crazy facts about Canada off the internet.
Is this like Wikipedia or is this...
Oh, I should have Wikipedia'd. Yeah, I'm not very good.
It's Vancouver English Center. That's what it says.
So why don't you read a couple of them?
All right. First funny fact. The baseball glove was invented in Canada in 1883. That's not funny.
Well, no,
it's pretty cool, though.
I didn't say they were funny facts. I said they were crazy facts.
Play baseball in there.
They play baseball in the snow.
Toronto.
They play. Okay, the next one's the world's smallest jail is believed to be in Rodney, Ontario, Canada. It is only 24.3 square meters, about 270 square feet.
That's like the only...
Holy fucking shit, man. That's like a toilet.
That's like the only jail you haven't been in.
Yeah.
A bathroom.
I went to...
It doesn't say.
And then read the highlighted one and we'll go on.
Okay. It says, contrary to popular opinion, Canada does not own the North Pole. In fact, the North Pole is not owned by any country. It is believed, however, that Santa Claus is from Canada. No, it isn't. He's supposed to be from Turkey.
When did you find out that Santa Claus wasn't real? Do you remember, like, was there ever a time?
I was a Jehovah's Witness. I did not celebrate Christmas when I was little.
Are you serious?
Yes.
She's like, that's why I like Christmas presents now.
I'm like, aw. I remember. I was, like, in fifth grade, and I still believed it. And then my teacher was like, yeah, you know, we took presents down and pretended like we were Santa Claus. And my jaw just, I remember it dropped. Fifth grade, you know, so I was, how old are you in fifth
grade? Like 11.
Yeah. Which is kind of old.
Yeah.
I still believed it.
Oh, my God. What about...
He's like, he chimes in. I believe to tell 10.
What about Austin? Does he still believe?
No.
He's 11?
12.
12. Just turned 12.
Yeah. Let's see. How old was I? I don't know. Ask my mom when I stopped believing since she's on the chat. not this Blake, not that Blake's over there, like surfing the internet.
Check it out, yo.
He's like, this show is boring as hell. Oh, so Ryan, why don't you go ahead and give everybody the standard
contact info time?
And remember, Norma Jean wants emails.
Keep them rolling for me, baby. Got
creepy
one.
Guy wants emails.
Let's get another one. My email, creepyguy@ibwip.com. Norma, she's at normajean@ibwip.com. I want to say it burns when ip.com. And then, of course, the man, the myth, the legend,
yeah,
Blake Clayton. Blake@ibwip.com.
Where can they call if they want to leave a voicemail, Ryan?
Gee, Blake. 206-339-8419. And check us out on MySpace as well. MySpace.com/back.
Yeah, I always fuck that up.
MySpace.com with the backslash. It burns when I pee 86. And then, of course, website's up now. Check us out at ibwip.com.
And you can also listen to
Bob.
The show.
Did you hear that?
What?
That sounded like Bob. He just sounded like Bob.
Who's Bob?
Bob's a BFB that works in our office.
That's a BFB.
A big fat bastard.
But you can go to ibwip.com and you can actually download the show and listen to the show on the website now, which is new. You don't have to go to Section 86.
Does Bob listen to this?
I hope not. Otherwise, you just hurt his feelings.
Wah, wah.
And I want to remind everybody that we now have the It Burns When I Pee monthly newsletter.
Really?
Which, yeah, you got it. Jesus Christ.
Somebody didn't check their email.
Yeah. I don't.
I'm glad I didn't send you something important. But if you want to be on the mailing list and you're not already, go ahead and give me shoot me an email with your email address.
No one didn't read it either.
Shoot me an email.
I just wanted to bust on you and be like, sorry, he's trying to work still.
That's all right. I'm just trying to work it here. If you want to send us an email, we'll put your email address on the list and you'll get the monthly newsletter.
Blake loves Santa till 6. Angie says hi.
How does she know it was 6?
Ask her.
I want to remind everybody again, as always, vote for us at podcastalley.com. Please vote for us. We haven't been getting very many votes.
Need all the help we can get.
Need all the help we can get. Every month it restarts, so you can go ahead and do it again.
It'll take a couple minutes.
It takes like 2.5 minutes, 3 minutes.
Yeah.
Have you talked about the numbers lately at all? I haven't heard you talk about them.
We're almost at 29,000 downloads. Can I get a hell yeah?
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, so. And let's see. Well, let's go ahead and start playing some music.
A little more music.
Because whenever it gets dry.
It's music time.
What are you saying, Blake?
Huh?
What are you saying?
I'm saying I'm just fucking everything up.
No, you're not.
I need a beer.
That's your role, not mine.
We're almost done with the segment.
Oh, yes.
You're terrible!
Please, would you please get me a beer?
Ow!
So here is Little Lisa Dixie with her song called Stoned Again. And then we're going to go into the Little Lisa Dixie interview. It's an awesome interview. So we'll be back, bitches. Check it out.
I'm stoned again. Just trying to forget all those things you said. Made me want to get high. You're drunk again. Just trying to cope while I smoke and dry those tears from my eyes. Stoned again, trying to pass the time. Stoned again, something numb the pain. I'm wasting my time being stoned. I'm stoned again, hoping time will heal. Maybe I won't feel, so I take another toke. You're drunk again, sipping on whiskey, saying you won't miss me. You got me feeling so low, stoned again, trying to pass the time. Again, to hide my sorrow, I'll be stoned tomorrow to make it through these days. You're drunk again, ain't nothing new, it's all you do to make it through. Wasting my time being stoned again.
Think Nashville is the heart of country music? Get your life together and check out where it's really at. It Burns When I Pee.
Friends, the time has come. The time to add another pistol-packing motherfucker to the revolution against pop country. SavingCountryMusic.com is yet another great site that has risen from the depths of hell to shove a middle finger up the ass of corporate Nashville. The Trigger Man keeps pumping out great news, reviews, and opinions about our kind of music. SavingCountryMusic.com. They are fighting for real country music, so check them out and tell them It Burns When I Pee sent you. Welcome back, everybody, to episode 22 of It Burns When I Pee, our special Christmas edition. And we have with us the one and only Little Lisa Dixie. How are you, my dear?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. And it's been great getting to know you via text the last couple weeks and preparing for this interview. And I appreciate you coming on.
Oh, yeah, no problem. Pleasure's all mine.
So let's go ahead and start with the basic questions. When did you start getting into playing music?
Let me see. The story goes, when I was real little, my mom and dad bought me this stupid plastic Fisher-Price recorder, and I used to walk around with it and sing into it and just drive everyone nuts till the batteries broke, and I broke the damn thing. So then they got me a piano, and I learned how to play piano myself. That was like around age 5, and my dad's a musician, so I always kind of followed in his footsteps. We used to have a recording studio in our basement, and when he'd go to work, I would sneak down there and play guitar and stuff. So I kind of taught myself how to play everything. So if you really want to put an age limit on it, I guess it really started like maybe when I was like 7 or 8 when I really started getting into music.
So you started out young. That's awesome.
Yeah. Well, I'm the only child, too, so I guess my boredom also helped that out, of just wanting to do more and play things, and I was always bored, so my dad had all these instruments, so I just learned how to play them.
Segueing into that, how what are some of the instruments that you know how to play?
Play well or just play?
Just play.
Yeah, see, piano, I've been playing piano for like 20 years. I'm not that good at it, but piano, play guitar, and I can play bass. I can play a little bit of stand-up bass. I used to play violin. I actually played violin in, I guess, not choir. What is that, band?
Yeah.
You do in school? So I played violin in band, and I've messed around with other, like, I played a dobro, and I messed around with, like, harmonicas, and I had an accordion for a couple months, and just was too heavy, so I gave up. And I used to play drums, too.
Wow, you have your own band. You could just play every instrument.
I kind of thought about just trying to play them all at once, but just I don't have enough hands.
There you go. So who are some of your musical influences, I guess? Kind of like, who are some of your influences that got you into the music, and then who are some of the people that you're listening to now?
Well, my biggest influence was always my dad, who is a total stoner rock, hippie, classic rock guy. But when I was real little, I guess it started with the Beach Boys. I know everyone makes fun of me, but it was like the Beach Boys and Journey was my two favorite bands. And I guess some of the biggest influence... It's weird because I don't classify myself as just being all country. Like, a lot of Kurt Cobain's one of my biggest influences. Patsy Cline, Bob Wayne. I love him. I think he's so awesome. I listen to so much stuff that it's so hard to sit there and peg one type of person or band as one of my biggest influences.
Sure.
But, you know, your typical stuff. I love Hank Williams and Johnny Cash and June Carter and Loretta Lynn, you know. So, Lynyrd Skynyrd. There's so many different types of music that has influenced me and how I play and how I write my songs.
Awesome. So, you're out of D.C., so what's the music scene like in D.C.?
There is none. Unless you're into really bad, crappy indie rock, there's not really a big scene for like alternative country or anything, I guess. Like, even when like Hank III has played here, like everyone that comes to his shows, I mean, no one's really from D.C. They come from the surrounding areas, like Virginia, West Virginia. People come down from Ohio, Pennsylvania to see the shows, because a lot of bands won't actually play D.C. They'll play Baltimore or Philly. Because there's nothing here. I mean, D.C. is all politics and conservative people working on the Hill. I've been trying to find a band for years, and it's just impossible to find people to play that kind of style of music. Everyone wants to sound like the Killers.
Well, you need to get out of D.C. then.
Yeah, I thought about that. I recently was in Seattle, and I was shocked how much music is in that city, and not just your typical, you know, everyone stereotypes Seattle as being like the grandfather of grunge, but I mean, there's just everything from metal to country to everything you can think of is in there. Even in Austin, I mean, there's so many different, like, even in California, like, just traveling, I'm seeing all these places, and I'm like, wow, there's so much music here, and then I come home, and I'm like, there's nothing here. Scott Byron played, like, 8 months ago, and it was, like, 15 people, maybe 20 people at that show.
Wow.
Which I was like, wow. This show would have done, you know, anywhere else. It would have been packed.
But right.
And no one knows who anyone is here. So, there really isn't a music scene in D.C.
You definitely got to get out of there then, right?
Yeah, I'm planning on it. Definitely.
So we're going to talk a little bit about some of the songs we're going to play. And at the end of the interview, we're going to play Dancing with the Devil. And for me, it's a very seductive song. And would you say that there is a seductive side of your personality that comes out in your singing style?
Oh, yeah. Oh, definitely. Because I think sometimes people classify women as just being sweet and heartbroken and weak. And I feel like there's not a lot of women that are the other half, the stronger side. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, I'm just going to use Patsy Cline as an example. You use her and she's got a great voice, but all of her songs are either about heartbreak, and it just makes them sound so weak, where I'm just like, women are evil. You know?
Yes, they are.
We're very evil. I mean, we think just like men. I mean, I just don't like the whole classification of just women being these poor little girls that are going to get up there and sing about how much they've been heartbroken, when really, let's be honest, how many girls, like, really break the guy's heart? You know what I mean?
Right.
I just don't like the whole, I'm going to play the victim kind of thing.
And that kind of leads into another one of your songs, Bonnie and Clyde, which we're going to play at the end of the show. You really take the role of, like, the player in the song, which is a twist. And like you said, Most female songs are, you know, dominated by the victim role, I guess you'd say. And just like you were talking, was that kind of your intention when you wrote the song, is to kind of give the other side of the coin?
Totally. I mean, you just listen to all these guys sing, and you're like, come on now. There's definitely, you know, I just feel like it's like when you look at the female versus male version of any type of music, like I said, the women are always the weak victims and crying and whining, and the guys are like drinking and doing cocaine and shit, and it's like, oh, girls do that too. So it's, yeah, I feel like with Bonnie and Clyde, I kind of wrote that by listening to a lot of male singers. I don't really want to name any of their names, but fine, like Hank Third or any, you know, any kind of rowdy kind of singer, and it's like, why isn't a girl doing this? Like, you know how awesome that would be? And I'm just thinking to myself, and I'm like, yeah, Bonnie and Clyde is kind of more like, you know, these guys think they're so tough and that they're the outlaws and, you know, the rebels. And I'm like, you know, girls can do the same thing. Like, I don't know, I guess part of me is just kind of tired of feeling like girls should just sit back and let all the guys take the credit for that.
Exactly. That's exactly kind of the what comes across in the song, to me at least. So
yeah, well, that song also was written, have you ever seen the song Devil's, or the movie Devil's Rejects?
Yeah.
The end of that movie has left, or Natural Born Killers, like, it's kind of that feeling where it's like, you got the guy and then you got the girl who's just as evil, but almost in a sweet kind of way, very sinister, like, in Devil's Rejects, the very end, like, when they go out, you know, you got the end of the movie where the girl's almost eviler, baby, I guess, is almost as evil as the guy, or if not eviler, because she's almost sweet, so people trust her, and then she's fucking shooting people's faces off. I just love that. Sorry, I know I'm calling a big dork. But.
Like I said, you described what I took out of the song when I first heard it. You described exactly what it was. So, you know, for the songwriter and the listener to be on the same page and know what's going on, that's obviously, you know, a compliment to the songwriter, of course.
Oh, thank you very much.
So let's talk about an album, putting an album together. Where do you stand on getting your album, your first album, done and available?
I'm trying. I actually have talked to Andy Gibson, who plays the pedal steel for Hank Third. I'm actually trying to get enough money so I can record with him. But it's just really hard, especially when you're doing all the freaking instruments. Like, every song that you've heard that I've recorded, I mean, I'm playing every single instrument and trying to mix it and master it. And it's so hard when you're just hearing it. So you kind of need to get someone else in. And it's hard when you don't have other people backing you up and other people around you saying, you should take that out, or you should put this in, or you should try playing it like this. You know what I mean?
Right. You don't have that second ear, as, you know, kind of an outside influence.
Yeah, totally. I mean, I've been in other bands that we've had 5 or 6 ears in there going, now you should change this, you should sing like this, we should try this harmony. You know, I don't have that. It's just me. So for the album, I'm trying. And I don't want to rush any songs, because I feel like when I try to rush songs for an album, I feel like they suck. So when I actually write a song, I'll walk away from it for a couple months and then go back to it. And if I still like it, then I think it's good enough.
Right.
I'm very critical of myself.
Well, I mean, the stuff that you have on your MySpace and the stuff that I've heard is really amazing, even in its rawest form, like you said. I think people definitely need to go over to your MySpace and check you out. And when you get that album out, you know exactly who to call first to tell everybody about it.
Oh, yeah, man, totally. I mean, I thought about just doing it myself, but I don't want to have anyone pay money for me mixing and mastering it. And you can hear clinking of wires and shit in the songs, you know what I mean?
Yeah. So, let's see, what should we talk about next? Well, I personally would like to talk about your tattoos, because, I don't know, that's just my thing. So tell us a little bit about your tattoos and how many you have, and, you know, what was your first one that you got?
All right, well, the first one is kind of amazing. It's on my shoulder, and it's just this kind of like mystical dragon that I hate so much. I got it when I was 17, and I was really into like black metal at the time. I was like, oh, what's more metal than a dragon? But yeah, I mean, let's see. I don't even know how many I have. I couldn't even count it. Two full sleeves that connect to the chest. My calves, one thigh. I got one thigh left and my stomach, and I got a couple on my back, but...
Do you find that they kind of, as you look at them, they kind of tell stories of certain times in your life?
Yeah, I guess. A lot of them are all, like, they're all, most of them are band tattoos. Not, like, band logos, but, like, they're all somehow related to music. Like, I have a portrait of Elvis. I have a portrait of Phil Anselmo from Pantera, which is so great. I have a Journey tattoo, a Lynyrd Skynyrd tattoo, Hank Williams, Johnny Cash. Like, they're all music-related, I guess, because that's the biggest thing in my life,
sure.
Music. So every tattoo pretty much has to do with a band or a song or something, you know? Like, I don't just look at a picture and go, hey, that's cool, I want to get that. Or look at that, those roses look good on my thigh, I'm going to get that.
Right.
So.
Now you just need an It Burns When I Pee tattoo.
I'll do it. I don't care. I've got spots I need filled.
Well, this is our Christmas special, so if you could have Santa bring you one gift this year for Christmas, what would it be?
A band.
I said, would they all fit underneath your tree?
If they're small enough. If you're giving a band of midgets, it'd actually be better. Cause that'd probably be more, it'd probably have more draw to it.
Little Lisa Dixie and her band of midgets.
It'd be awesome. Little Lisa Dixie in the drawers.
There you go. Awesome.
That's a nice thing.
Well, Lisa, I can't thank you enough for being on the show and for your music. I love it. And when, you know, I know that a lot of fans are going to be chomping at the bit once you do get something out. But I do commend you for taking your time and doing it the right way because, you know, a lot of times artists only get one shot at a first album. You know what I mean? And,
totally.
And that's the main thing. So Where can everybody go to listen to the songs that you have out now?
All I have is a MySpace. Unless someone wants to do my website for free and I'll pay them with kisses and CDs, then just contact me.
All right. Well, we'll give the MySpace address. It'll the link on our show notes. And thank you very much, dear, and you have a Merry Christmas.
Thank you. You too.
More entertaining than midget porn, It Burns When I Pee. Pissing on the front porch of corporate Nashville.
You've got
can't dance with the devil today. Dance with the devil today.
It's that time again, folks. Time for another public service announcement from your friends at It Burns When I Pee.
Fruitcakes are a shitty Christmas gift. If you are one of the millions of Americans who give them out to your friends, family, and coworkers each year, stop it! Buy a damn gift card from Applebee's or something. This year, don't be a fruitcake fuckface. Have a Merry Christmas, y'all.
All right, we're back, and you just heard another song by Little Lisa Dixie called Dance with the Devil, which is my favorite song of hers. Kick ass. And, Ryan, here, this one's for you, buddy. We got a little special segue into your new segment.
Play it on me. It's my track.
Me again. And I'm back.
Singing it in your head?
Yeah!
Yeah. Okay, so, we got an email for advice. It did come from – It was directed to the other advice columnist we had, but
– She got fired.
She got fired. So here we go. Dear It Burns When I Pee, a.k.a. / creepy guy, I am a huge fan of the show and was hoping that I could get your advice on a problem I'm having. I have been single for about 6 months now, and I have recently noticed that I have become really obsessed with watching porn on the internet. I have also found that it's becoming harder and harder to talk to women. Do you think watching all the porn has affected my ability to deal with a real woman? Do you have any advice on picking up women?
Well, first of all, my friends and I in college, we used to have competitions to see who could get off the most in an hour.
So, who was the judge?
We would jack off, and then you would come out and like slap the wall and like
slap the wall
like as a marker. You'd like mark
Gross.
It, and whoever got like most would win in an hour.
The most what
like off
you go slap
like,
your crap out, on the wall,
not your like semen crap, but like you would go and then you'd like slap the wall and put a mark on there, and then like, after the hour was up, whoever jacked off the most won.
That's retarded.
Did you ever win?
No. my buddy Mike 16 times. 16 times.
You did?
No, not me. No.
His buddy Mike.
16 times.
In an hour?
In an hour.
Holy crap.
Hour. But.
It's a whole lot of.
The triple X addict here? Nah. I mean, I've heard stuff before where if it almost takes away from your ability to talk to women if you, like, visualize them on the internet and you, like, constantly jack off. It makes you, like, afraid to talk to women almost. And I've seen stuff on shows before, too, where they're like, well, it kind of affects your mind and your ability to approach women. So it could have a little bit of an effect. So I'd say try going cold turkey for 3 or 4 days. Go out on a Friday night, build up that testosterone. Let it loose. But no, I don't think it's a problem. But, I mean, you know, if you're doing it every day, it might make you a little shy.
Do you have any advice for him on picking up women?
Oh, God.
Because you are the man.
I don't know about that.
Yeah, but he doesn't pick up women. He picks up men.
Oh.
How do you know?
I don't know. So how, any advice?
Anyway, it depends on the setting where he's at. You know, if he's at a bar, you know, bar's a little different. If you're at the grocery store, I don't know. It really depends on the setting. Just be open. Be yourself. That's all.
That's the worst advice I've ever heard in my life.
Well, what? Donnie fucking Cash wants to kind of chime in on that. He said he'd like to give you an old-fashioned Cleveland steamer.
Donnie fucking Cash, the man.
Oh, Jesus.
What's
Christ.
A good old-fashioned Cleveland steamer?
You don't know what a Cleveland steamer is?
No.
Go ahead, because we did this last episode, but go ahead.
I want to make sure I know exactly what it is. I mean, there's been a couple definitions.
Don't you shit on their chest?
I think you like
that's
titty,
disgusting.
I think you wrap her face in saran wrap and like you titty fuck her and you shit on her face.
You said titty fuck and my mom is listening.
How far away is she?
About three blocks.
Maybe I should go down. No.
Oh!
Go now, not go down. Oh,
I know. I'm not going down on your mom. You came out of that vagina. I'm not going near it.
You're not sick, man.
Jesus.
He's gonna die.
Alright, I'm sweating now.
You sound like a witch.
She'd be like, I can't raise my arm above my shoulder. That's a little inside joke.
Okay.
Woo. Okay.
Is that all the advice you got?
Now that's all I got. My mind's way off from giving advice now.
Oh, Norma Jean, do we have anything to pimp trying to make some money for the show?
Yeah, we have a link on our webpage that you can click on for our store. You go on there. We actually have our calendar up right now, and you can buy it right now. We also have some merchandise. The lovely shirt that Blake is wearing at the moment
is your mom
watching
is on
right there.
Now?
Yeah. Dude, you...
Cut me off! Ow!
Oh, sorry. Jesus. It's all going
just
bad.
Cut me off.
Sorry.
Now I have to do it over.
Okay.
Suck.
Sorry.
No, you're fine.
No.
I'm done.
You want to wrap it like...
Presents?
No, not yet. Okay, so now, back by popular demand, I had many, many people tell me that this segment of the show has been gone for too long, and...
I don't even know what it is.
What is it?
Your clip. I have no idea what it is.
I don't either.
Norma Jean.
Blake just told me it didn't have any shit in it, so I was...
I don't like it then.
So we're going to have Norma Jean watches porn, so let's go ahead and play the Norma Jingle.
Right. You're not doing it right. Get your head right here. Pull up the porn.
Oh, well, her name is Norma Jean, and she's a boxy little gal. Always watching porn. On TV and drinking all the beer around. Her name is Norma Jean and she replaced old Cheyenne. She got a dirty mind, sexy face. She's a gal with a raunchy taste.
Keep the little in my mouth.
Her name is Norma Jean, and she's a boxy little gal. Always watching porn on TV. Thank God she ain't queer. Oh, wait. If she was queer, that would be a good thing.
Not so much with the round thing by my mouth.
I said. All right, put the headphones on. We're going to watch some porn.
Looks like a goddamn beach whale.
Holy crap!
Damn.
This is not good. You know what it reminds me of?
What?
I can't even say.
Well, it's a lot.
The
rather...
girl that we went out with.
Large woman.
Oh. All right,
there's a large woman.
It's festive. Oh my god! And there's Santa Claus.
Santa's pounding it. It's like a fucking beach ass whale with about three hamburger rolls on the side of her. Santa just hammering on.
Oh yeah.
Do you think
Santa?
There's a
fucking
mirror in the
a huge whale.
See the mirror in the background.
He's
you think
about...
he's looking at himself like, oh yeah, look at me.
Really?
Let me get it.
Really?
Yeah, in the bathroom. Look at the mirror.
Oh yeah. There's a mirror back there.
Oh. 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 Bad girl.
bag, bag.
Gross.
What is she saying?
It's muffled by her fat. She's
she
like engulfed.
Or what? Because she's just laying there.
I don't
want to
know.
You can't tell what hole that is. How's that saying? You flip her in dough and find
He can't flip that shit.
No, no, no. You like, you roll her. Yeah.
What's the name of it?
I saw mommy. What does it say?
Eating Santa Claus.
He's not. She's not eating him, though.
Not yet.
She's about to.
But, you know, Blake, you made a good point. I don't know where it's at right now.
Ride the wave, buddy.
In the poo or the cue?
Look at her face.
She looks angry.
She does look angry.
So...
That's gross.
So, Norma Jean, how was the porn?
It's not the best thing I've ever seen. Pretty nasty.
You don't like to watch 400-pound fat girls get...
No. And now every time I see that girl that we hung out with last weekend, it's not going to be good. I'm going to envision
who'd
this...
Who'd you hang out with? And is she going to listen?
No. Huh. No. She's... No. I'm not going to mention... She's a nice girl. She's just a big girl.
I wasn't there, so...
You saw pictures.
Yeah, I saw pictures. I know who she is, but...
She's biggin.
So, anyway. Porn good? Bad? Nothing?
Bad.
Very not very festive?
No.
Okay. So, I will, of course, have the link to that up on our show notes if anybody wants to watch it.
Everything.
Hey, hello, how y'all doing? Hope you're all doing well, and I know you're enjoying this great show right here. I'm One More Name, host of the Bootleg Asylum Radio Show every Friday night from midnight until 2 a.m. Eastern Time at flapdaddy.com. My show mixes classic rock, hard rock, country, blues, metal, along with some alternative folk music. Although my Bootleg Asylum Radio Show is podcasted at section86.com and to iTunes, it's been a while since I've submitted any of my shows to either site, but I want to take a quick minute here to thank everybody who's taken the time to download or listen to either one of my 17 past podcasts that have been released this year. I'd also like to take this time to announce that in January of 2009, I'm going to be ready to pick back up where I left off with podcast number 18. But if you don't want to wait till January 2009, I just want to remind everybody that my Bootleg Asylum Radio Show is broadcasted live every Friday night, midnight Eastern Time, at flapdaddy.com until 2 a.m. Eastern Time. And I just want a quick rundown on a lot of the other shows you're going to find here at flapdaddy.com. Starting with Monday, you have Sports One with Larry from 7 to 9 p.m. Central Time. Larry runs down the weekend sports highlights, and then he plays some great music the last hour of his show if he has time. Just a great show. Then starting at 10 p.m. Eastern Time, right after Larry's Sports One show, you have the first of many shows from your host Lefty X. Monday's show is called Bootleg Audio, where he plays full-length concerts and shows that have been recorded by a variety of unofficial means. On Tuesday nights, you have a show called The Rat with your host Tap Rat from 7 to 9 p.m. Central Time. Tap Rat plays a variety of video shows, ranging from the original Star Trek series episodes to local rock bands around the Texas area to movies, and Tap Rat just puts on a wide variety of different video shows, although not only on Tuesdays, on the weekends also. So don't miss a night with a rat with your host Tap Rat. And at 10 p.m. Eastern Time, right after The Rat on Tuesdays, is show number 2 from your host Lefty X. This one is called LP Size Only, where he plays half size from vinyl albums. That's right, I said vinyl albums. And Lefty X has quite the eclectic taste in music, and you won't go wrong with one of his shows. Guaranteed on that. And on Wednesday nights, you have one of the newer shows to start up at FlapDaddy.com. Jared Morningstar hosts The Hank and Chain Show from 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. Eastern Time, featuring a variety of musical styles and Jared's commentary about the music he loves. The Hank and Chain Show is also podcasted at section86.com the following Monday after each show. On Thursday, once again features Lefty X hosting show number 3 of his called Thursday Threefers, where he plays 3 song blocks from CDs, bootlegs, and or albums. Lefty X never fails to put out great quality music. Don't miss it. Fridays brings us 3 shows to flapdaddy.com. Show number 1 is Misfits Radio with your host Misfit 138. Although Misfit throws in a show during the week once in a while, you can catch his shows during the day on Fridays, random times. He plays a lot of local artists from around the southeast Michigan area, as well as other parts of the country, mixed in with the greats of country and rock. Don't pass up a chance to check out Misfits Radio at flapdaddy.com. Show number 2 on Friday is a 3-hour Friday edition of LP Sides Only with your host Lefty X. Again, playing half sides from vinyl albums from 9 p.m. Eastern Time, right up until show number 3 starts, my Bootleg Asylum Radio Show, at midnight Eastern Time. So tune in to flapdaddy.com when you can, and help support these internet radio shows and internet TV shows, and help get the good word out about flapdaddy.com. And don't forget about all the great shows that are being podcasted at section86.com. You have Vertebreaker, Creative Tragedy, the Kiwini Sports League, my Bootleg Asylum Radio Show, the Hank and Chain Show, and what is very likely the best real country podcast on this planet, It Burns When I Pee, with your host Blake Clayton, the Lovesick Blues Boy. Once again, thanks for taking the time to listen to or download my Bootleg Asylum Radio Show at flapdaddy.com, section86.com, or at iTunes. I'd like to take a quick minute to thank Cowboy over at flapdaddy.com as well as Andrew at section86.com for all they've done in support of all of our shows. Don't forget, the Bootleg Asylum Radio Show podcast number 18 will be out January of 2009. But most of all, I want to wish you all a very merry holiday season. And now back to this great show that is already in progress.
Hello, everyone. My name is Brandon and my sister Jordan, and I live here at the Burns When I Pee Orphanage.
My brother is very sick and needs some medicine. We are asking you, the listener, to go to our MySpace page and click on the orange donation button.
Just by donating a few dollars, you can help feed us and clothe us. Please go to myspace.com/burnswhenip86 and do your part to help us have a better life.
Hey, you rugrats. What are you doing out of your cages?
Uncle Blake, we were just trying to help you get some donations from the fans. Please don't put us in the hole.
Yeah, we've had the donation button for like 6 months and haven't gotten a single dollar. Plus, if we did get any money, it would go straight to the show, not to you little heathens.
So you mean we aren't going to be able to eat?
Not only is there not going to be any food, but there's also not going to be any Christmas.
You won't even use any of the donations to get Brandon some medicine?
I tell you what, if anybody donates, I'll get him his medicine. I'm tired of hearing him cough anyway.
Please donate to the show. Go to myspace.com/burnswhenip86 and click on the orange donation button.
Now go back to your cages before I make you scrub the toilets.
Uncle Blake, we want paid now.
Ugh, damn it.
Okay, folks, Santa's about ready to come out. Remember to make it quick and keep the line moving. Santa's very busy, so make it snappy. And I need a fucking drink already. So without further ado, welcome to Aliceville Mall. Santa Claus!
Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas! Step right up and sit on Santa's lap and tell me what you want for Christmas.
Damn, kids! Be careful! Here, let me help you up. Oh, I'm sorry, mister. I thought you were a kid, but you're just really short.
Look who's talking, short asshole. Get your out of my way. I gotta tell Santa what I want for Christmas.
Well, hello there, little one. Well, hey, you ain't so little, are you? Ho, ho, ho. Well, have you been naughty or nice this year?
Listen up, old man. For Christmas, I want two bitches. A 40 and a big old flat blunt. I prefer the bitches to be sisters, too.
Well, son, with a mouth like that and an obvious drinking problem, you ain't getting shit. Ho, 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 ho. Now get off my lap.
Suck my ass, Grandpa.
It's going to be a long fucking night.
Get your hands off me, midget. Can't believe I stood in line for 2 hours for this shit.
Who's next?
Ooh, it's my turn. It's my turn.
Okay, pal, you look desperate. Go ahead.
Santa, how's it going?
Hey, Elf, aren't there any damn kids in this line? Ho, 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 ho. Or any fine-looking women?
Not in this skit, Santa. You're in a Burns When I Pee skit. I'm sure the worst is yet to come.
Excuse me, fellas. I'm waiting.
Ho, ho, ho. Okay. What do you want for Christmas?
Well, Santa, I sure would like peace on Earth and to end world hunger.
Christ, get down to it, man. It's a little late to try to get on the nice list. Your ex-wife already wrote to me and told me you were an asshole.
What? And you listened to her? Well, in that case, I want three bitches, a case of Mountain Dew, and a new mixing board.
Ho, ho, ho. Yeah, right. What you should have asked for is a better lawyer. Ha, ha, ha. Ho, ho, ho. This might be your show, but you ain't getting shit.
Dude, you don't have to be an asshole, old man. I should have let creepy guy shove a finger in your ass like he wanted to.
All right, big fancy famous podcast show host. Out you go.
You can't kick me out. I wrote the damn script.
I gave you a chance. Not anyone else in this mother want to get uppity? I didn't think so. Next!
Hey, Santa, what's crappening?
Ho, ho, ho. Well, hello there, young lady. Now, I know you've been nice this year. Haven't you?
Actually, I've been pretty naughty.
Ho, ho, ho. Well, sit up here on Santa's lap and tell me what you'd like for Christmas. Mmm.
Santa, are you getting a hard-on?
Well, yes. But you can just pretend it's a candy cane.
Yeah, right, Santa. Anyway, what I really want for Christmas is the new ThunderCloud 2000. It's got 12 speeds, lifelike texture, and get this. It has a USB adapter, so I can plug it into my laptop. Isn't that cool? I can masturbate and surf the net at the same time.
Ho, ho, ho. Well, that sounds pretty impressive, young lady. Yeah. I'm sure we can get you one of those in your bush. I mean, under your tree. If you let me come on you this Christmas morning, that is. Now, how about you give Santa a little kiss on his cheek before you go?
Sure.
Mwah.
Santa, please get your hand off my boob.
Ho, ho, ho. Oh, I'm sorry about that, dear. Well, not really. But Merry Christmas to you. Now, I gotta go change my britches.
Later, tater.
Hey there, cutie. I got an idea. How about you and me blow this place and go get a beer?
Sorry, shorty. You're cute, but I don't sleep with midgets.
We are called little people, damn it!
Don't get your tights in a bunch, dude. I just don't think you could, satisfy me? Sorry.
Oh, yeah? Well, check this out.
It looks a little different than I expected. It doesn't even have any hair on it. Sorry, little buddy. I'm going to have to pass.
Well, you don't know what you're missing, sweet cheeks. Merry Christmas.
Ho, ho, ho. It burns when I pee, and everybody involved would like to wish everybody a very Merry Christmas. Now go out there and get your Hank on. Ho, ho, ho. Hey, Elf, can you hurry and get that Norma back here real quick? I need to size up her bush.
Sometimes listening to It Burns When I Pee is like slamming your pecker in the bedroom door over and over and over again.
Everybody's gone away. Finally, she's dead and in her grave. God only knows why, but I think she took the sun. Guess this is when lonely comes. Just when I was about to try and fake a smile, says he's coming over for a little while. But he brings his bags and he stays the night. Knows I won't kick him out cause I got no fight left in me. Calls ain't coming quite so fast. Kind of a relief. Been a while since the last. It's been an overload of grief. Can't go out and have some fun. Cause I gotta wait here for lonely to come. Just when I was about to try and force a smile, says he's coming over for a little while. But he brings his bag and he stays all night. Knows I won't kick him out cause I got no fight left in me. Everybody's gone away. Like the future I might have had. Throwing out the empties. Can't see the good for the bad. Oh Lord, it's empty for once. Sitting here waiting for lonely to come. Just when I was about to try and fake a smile, says he's coming over for a little while. But he brings his bags and he stays all night. Yeah, he knows I got no fight left in me. So if you're wondering where lonely's gone, you think something's happened to him, something's wrong, have no fear, he's alive and well, and he'll be back to see you real soon. But right now lonely's here.
Hi, y'all. This is Big G, and I invite you to tune in to Revolution FM weeknights at midnight for Big G's Texas Roadshow. A lot of the songs you know, a lot you may not have heard yet. We'll travel across the wide landscape that is Texas music and venture off the highway down some little-known back roads and uncover some of the best-kept secrets in music today. Big G's Texas Roadshow, midnight to 6, Tuesday through Saturday mornings on Revolution FM.
If you live in the USA,
USA,
then learn to talk American.
All right, so we're back on segment four. You guys doing okay with the video cam? Not bothering you?
Not really trying to pay too much attention to it. I look over every once in a while, see if anybody's talking to me.
You okay?
Yeah, I'm fine now.
I'm really scared your mom's just going to show up now.
That's probably why she called.
She stops, like, blogging. Please tell me so I can get in the car.
Yeah. Well, we just got done hearing Zane Campbell's Waiting for Lonely to Come, which is an amazing song, and I've had it for like 3 months and just haven't found a place to put it on one of the shows. But we want to thank Zane for letting us play that. So now we'll go ahead. Ryan's been
Christmas
waiting patiently. And, of course, now my camera doesn't work.
What? It depends on what you got me.
Nothing.
I say.
I didn't get you anything.
I say we let not this Blake, not that Blake, but the other Blake go first.
Okay.
So why don't you open your present? And what we'll do is we'll open our presents and put them away, and then we'll have Cheese Ball come out.
Okay.
And open her present.
Good idea.
What's he got?
Woo!
You have to wear all of it.
Now, you have to describe
what's
what
it, he got?
Okay, he's got a posing pouch, which is like a candy necklace thong.
What if they like bite it too hard? Whoa. Bite right through the candy.
I won't bite.
Norma, don't bite too hard. What do we have here?
He's got to wear all of this.
And you got to hold this up. You got to hold that up for everybody to see.
Is that like a? It's like a tutu. It's a 90.
You are gonna look so fine.
Oh, purple lace.
This is great. It's even Victoria's Secrets.
Oh, yeah.
We only buy the good shit around here. No.
Do you get my size?
Do you have like a size in lingerie?
It's small.
Small?
Small.
Well, if it doesn't fit you, I mean, it could always fit.
Yeah, we're normal here.
Norma Jean. I think you're going to look good. I think you should try it on, but
your,
I don't know.
Your pecs will fit in there, though.
All right, so...
thanks, guys.
Norma Jean, do you want to go
next? Come on, let's see.
Okay.
Okay. Oh, no, don't put that part on. God, no. Don't put that part on.
I told you he'd do it.
I know. Okay, so while...
if that really happens, like...
He's gonna put it
I
on.
I might take a bite.
Oh! So right now, not this Blake, not that Blake, but the other Blake has just went into the It Burns When I Pee Studios bathroom and is going to put on his lingerie and come out. So if there is people still at the vidcast, I don't know if you want to turn your head or watch, one of the two. Are you looking forward to Christmas this year, Ryan?
I am. I really am. My big gift I've asked for is a stiletto 2. You know what that is?
Yeah,
serious. Yeah. It's my big gift. I'm hoping I get it, and a lot of people to buy for still. So next couple weekends, be busy shopping.
I haven't bought anything yet. Yeah. No? Except.
Are you a last minute shopper?
Yes, definitely a last minute shopper.
Yeah, I got burned by that last year, so that's not going to happen to me this year. I did quite a bit last weekend. Got to do a little bit more this weekend.
Sweet.
But it seems like it's going to sneak up. I mean, it's already the third, and it's going to be here before you know it.
Exactly. Norma Jean. Are you?
People are talking about making their own porn. Somebody said, that's my nighty. I'm going to wear it. They said, that is my nighty. Jim and I were going to do our own movie, and I was going to start off wearing it. Is that your mom?
Oh, God, it is.
Ah, no!
Have you ever caught your mom?
No, never caught my mom.
Just no!
Are you serious?
I hear about it all the time. But
I caught my parents once.
Yeah,
I think
that would scar me for life.
I think I don't know what was going on, but they used to take naps on Sunday mornings at like.
Come on,
9
Blake!
O'clock.
I got some dollars.
Some what?
Dollars out.
Dog.
Somebody's got some dollars out.
Dollars! Like. Woo.
Let me see your tootsie roll. Hey,
holla!
Thank you, buddy.
He's probably trying to get it hard. So
do you want to open one of your presents while we wait? Because we're kind of got some dead air here.
Sure. I mean,
why don't you open the little one?
Do you want me to go and then?
Yeah, we'll go ahead and open the little one. Ryan is about to open his present from Norma Jean.
This one right here.
Yes.
Okay.
That's got to be Randy. It says no. Or Norma Jean, are you holding a vibrator? It's in my pocket.
It's a pocket rocket. Okay, Ryan. Here
what
we go.
We have here
the creepy guy.
Metal love cuffs.
So what'd you get, buddy?
I got some metal love cuffs.
Cuffs.
Just like you asked for.
Did you?
Last
did
episode,
he?
Yeah.
I did. Because he looked
at me and he goes, handcuffs.
Handcuffs. God, these are going to come in.
Okay, here we go, ladies and gentlemen.
I got furry ones.
Thank not, you. Oh, yeah, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Turn around.
Baby.
Somebody said they have dollars.
Look at those A cups.
Look at the back.
Beautiful A cups.
You gotta scoot over. Scoot over that way.
Oh, he put them both on.
They can't see it. No, it's not. You gotta scoot.
Tell me when it's over. Tell me when it's over. Norma, stop eating them, Norma. There's people here.
Now they can see.
We're going to get kicked off of Ustream.tv.
Ryan goes like this.
Wow.
Scared.
He put them on.
I told you.
I didn't think you really knew it.
I told you.
Oh.
You don't listen to me. I know. That was fucking awesome.
God, I love Christmas.
Yay!
Yeah. Do that again, would you? Okay.
So.
Take a deep breath. Gather our thoughts.
Yeah.
She loves to watch herself.
That's word 20.
You can donate to At Burns and IP at myspace.com/AtBurnsandIP86. Click the orange donate button.
Good plug. Good plug.
Thank you.
Good plug.
Who wants to go next? Norma Jean, would you like to open a present from me?
Okay, I'll open the screen one. I want the present that's in the bathroom.
Ooh, hey.
Ooh, that's for later.
That's for later. We don't pet, not in the studio, please.
That's a purple box.
Wow. It's a Climax rabbit. It's a vibrator.
Open it up.
A Climax rabbit.
This looks like a lot of fun.
It's a magnet, so it just opens. But I tape the top.
Do girls like really use that stuff? Like,
I don't know. We're going to find
out.
Why
not?
I don't know. I'm serious. Like, I don't know, like, if girls like...
Sarah
like,
doesn't have anything?
I don't know. I've never found
anything. Why don't you
know? I haven't
know?
Found yet.
Get her something. She'll like it.
Need to.
This is the Pocket Buddy.
Yes. Show the crowd. Now, you have to buy your own batteries because At Burns When I Pee did not make enough money to get the batteries. So
it's a pocket rocket. There, Randy. There's your pocket rocket.
Right there, buddy.
Oh. It doesn't fit. He's got Blake's got to take it back. It doesn't fit.
Oh. That's brutal. Ugh. Norma Jean,
I have that one. Yes, that's the best kind. Are you kidding me? No batteries? What the fuck?
Yeah, I mean, you might have got like a sideshow if you had batteries, you cheap son of a bitch.
No doubt.
Well, if people would go to myspace.com/itburnswithp86 and click the orange donate button, like my mother could do. She's never even donated a dollar.
No? Aw.
I'm going to start asking her for money.
I thought Randy was sending me something.
Well.
Bastard.
I don't know. You want to open up another one, or what do you want to do?
Go ahead, Ryan.
I only
Wait,
got one left. You haven't opened nothing yet. Okay. Hold on. You want to use? I've got like three things for him.
I only got one thing.
Okay.
One thing.
Let's do your card.
I don't care.
Open your card first.
Okay. Here's my card. Oh, this is nice. That's not for your butt. If it has brown on it, don't use it.
Gross.
I didn't know if we were going to do cards, so I had to get a card.
Okay. That's nice of you. Very thoughtful, creepy.
I was trying
to read it out
loud. Give
you
too much shit.
You can read it.
Hey, Stan, the boss wants a sponge bath. And then it shows a big, fat Santa Claus. Think happy.
Butt-ass naked Santa Claus. Like
think happy thoughts. Think happy thoughts.
But he wasn't fat.
No.
Many happy thoughts
he was
to
fucking
you
the moo-moo.
This Christmas.
That girl was fat.
She was fat.
Blake, do you think Santa has a boner? I know I do. Merry Christmas, creepy.
I sure awesome. Do. Come here, Blakey.
I got a pocket rocket you can play with.
Cool. Cool.
Okay.
You can open your white one first.
Okay.
Did you wrap it?
Yeah.
Look at the table.
Awesome.
I bought the bag and the bag was too big, so I had to wrap it in
the present was
paper.
Too big for the bag?
Yeah.
Is it a pair of Michael Jordans?
No.
Oh, yes!
It's Twinkies!
We haven't had Twinkies. My man. My man loves his Twinkies.
Oh, that's awesome.
We were just talking about Twinkies yesterday.
Oh. Old girl, not to be mentioned, got my man off Twinkies. So I'm here to get you back in the Twinkies.
No, that's not
Leno. The
ex-wife.
Cheyenne.
Oh.
Not Leno.
Okay, here we go.
Still eating them though. He
he's gonna
like
eat one now.
One day.
Yeah. Here we go.
A box might be gone
that's
by
disgusting.
Morning. Look at that. Yes. God. Look at that creamy filling.
It's fucking good.
Oh God. When's the last time you had a Twinkie?
It's been months.
Really?
It's been months.
I'm glad you're eating that.
Oh God, this is better than sex.
Don't say that.
Better than sex?
Yes, it is.
That's not true.
Yeah.
No,
it is.
It's not. I've had one. It's gross.
Ooh, excuse me.
Okay, Norma Jean.
Let me give Norma one.
Okay.
Just the brown bag.
Just the brown bag.
We'll do your card last.
Okay.
Brown bag it.
Brown bag.
It's beer.
It is. It's a special kind of. Do you want me to hold the bottle?
Yeah. Sorry, I'm trying to hold my mic.
Sorry for the racket.
Celebration
it's
ale.
I don't know. You guys drink weird stuff.
Have you had it?
No. It's a special Christmas type beer, and I hope it's good. I know you guys drink some sort of like weird stuff from time to time, so I figure between you and Blake, one of you two might drink it. So we can try one now if you want to.
Tasty. Yeah, we were running out of beer. That's awesome. Thanks.
I think it's warm though.
Yeah, we should probably stick in the freezer.
Yeah.
All right.
Sweet.
Thanks, Creepy.
You're welcome.
Yeah, let me get that on that.
Gotta love not this Blake, not that Blake, but that Blake. All right, Ryan.
I do.
Drum roll, please, because I would like you to open my present to you right there next to you. It's green.
Okay.
Is
there any background to this, or do you want me to go ahead and open it?
The background is I read the whole box to my mom. That's the only background.
Did you really?
Yeah, I read the
You're
whole box.
You're sick, dude.
I like. Did you wrap
I've seen
it yourself?
It.
Yes.
No, he didn't. His mom wrapped it.
Your mom wrapped it for you?
He's a fucking liar.
Really?
Don't lie.
Bust it out.
How old are you?
Bust it out.
32. This is going to tell you what kind of person Blake actually is. He's a perv.
Does she really look like that?
Turn it around because she doesn't look like that. I'm sorry.
Well, it's still a hole.
Three holes. There's three holes.
Where's the third hole?
Oh, in between the boobs.
Oh!
So what is it that you have, I guess?
I'm sorry. I've got a French-made inflatable love doll, and the chick on the front is hat.
I thought.
And then back, we've got a mouth hole, a booby hole, and then a vagina hole.
Why don't you read what it says on about the three holes?
Okay, the mouth hole. Well, do you want me to read the background?
Yeah.
It says she's made to please you with her lacy lingerie and sexy smile. Enter any of her three hot holes for ooh la la lovin'. Squeeze and please her. This naughty maid will make you moan. And she's even over 5 foot tall, which is
Holy
weird for me.
Shit.
Be like a little.
I thought you were going to blow it up.
Spinner blow up doll.
I ran out of
Hold
time.
On.
I got
Hold
all
on.
Messed up.
Are you serious?
She's got a realistic face with an oral loving mouth. And her breasts are soft and perky. And the cooter has a soft, willing love entry and pretty lace panties.
That's awesome.
Can I go take care of this?
Yeah.
No, like, I want to finish one
Blake's
off.
Got an electronic.
Slap the wall, put one up.
Yeah, do
All
it.
All right, so go
you
ahead.
You should have blown it up.
Yeah, you should have blown it up.
He was supposed to. He was supposed to wrap the box.
You ain't
got to
do it right now. I mean, you can blow it a little bit later. We still got presents. I want another one.
They said they don't know what kind of sex you've had. If you like Twinkies better than sex, Blake.
We're trying to do a show here, Blake.
Come Sorry. On, Blake.
Forget about drop the doll.
Put
drop
the doll
my
down.
Doll.
It's one of those gifts where I was hoping like you'd be like.
You know what's gonna happen with this is I'm gonna end up having three or four beers. It's gonna be wet roads. I'm gonna have this fucking blow up doll in my car get pulled over.
in the passenger.
How am I gonna explain that?
That was the whole plan, was it not?
Yeah. Oh, she comes with a repair kit.
Ooh, in case I bust her, get too wild.
You have something else to open, or where are we at?
I've got one left for her, and then I've got two in your bag for you, and that's it.
And then the one I gave you.
What's in this?
It's pink Kaylee's.
Bag? Oh, okay. So
that's cheese balls.
Okay. Well, Blake's got an extra. He needs to read a card or go to my
Blake,
bag.
Blake, open something.
Blow later.
Okay. This is from you, obviously.
That's for me.
And
there's a reason for it.
Yes.
I've been in your truck. It's fucking gross. No. Did you see it?
No, I haven't seen the truck.
He had puke on the side of it, and he didn't clean it off for like a week.
That is
and
so
then,
disgusting.
Listen, we went through the car wash, and it didn't come off.
Oh.
So then I had to like open the door with barf on the door.
Red carpet.
That's
thing.
Yeah, and it says
right.
and
that's a nice gift.
And it says inside of it. For those times when your date just can't hold it in. Thank you. I will use that.
Yeah, you should.
With pride.
Okay.
Is it going to be a while? I can't find the electric one.
That's okay. Norma, open your card.
Okay.
Okay, Norma Jean has a card here. I'll hold your mic.
It's a little background story.
Something for you. Wishing you many magical moments during the season of joy. Norma, here's the dollar.
Money.
Oh, the money I owe you from Red's Game / Metal Farm Magazine Weekend. Will you be my friend again? Creepy. Aww. Aww, thanks, Creepy.
I'm sorry. I hope that covered it, but
I think you guys are friends again.
And I'm sorry. So can we be?
How's it going, Matt this Blake? You doing all right over there, buddy?
Sweet.
I'll let you reuse my rabbit.
She's over 5 foot tall, so you're gonna have a little trouble.
All right, Blake. My turn for my gift. There's two in there.
Okay.
First one's got an explanation. There's two in there. What do you got?
I have a new 2009 weekly and monthly calendar.
And what else do we have?
Just for men shampoo in hair color.
Looking a little gray.
Real black. Brutal.
Damn gray. I haven't noticed.
It's getting there.
Really? Let's see it.
In 5 easy minutes.
Your dad is like half bald, so... Your hair is a little thin on top.
But thank you, Creepy.
You
should have
got
it
in the Rogaine.
I couldn't find it. That shit's expensive, too.
Is it?
Yeah.
That was like $7.
Oh.
Well, we can't have Kaylee come in right now.
Yeah, how would you explain that? So, Mommy, what's Blake doing?
Garage, Mom says. Garage.
Thanks, Mom. I appreciate it. Okay, so while we're waiting for that to blow up, let's get back to
the
show. Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah, just Kaylee's present. That's awesome. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas.
So, along with Christmas goes New Year's resolutions.
Is he trying to blow up the bottle for what? Look at that webcast. All you see is like an ass in the air.
Oh. Okay, well, look at those calves on her. Look at those calves. Ooh, you're working
she must
it.
Must work out.
Okay, so let's do New Year's resolutions because New Year's is going to come up.
Wrap it out.
Norma Jean, why don't you go first? Do you have any New Year's resolutions?
Yeah, to lose the fat on my fucking back. That's my New Year's resolution.
Yeah. Lose the fat. Okay. Creepy guy.
I want to run another 5K. I used to run a lot when I was young.
I'm sorry. I just keep looking over. There's this little legs.
All I see is legs.
Oh.
This is a very nice butt.
Yeah.
Continue. Go ahead.
We're partying now. We're partying.
You should put the 90 on it.
The what?
The 90. Let it blow up first.
Yeah. But no, that's the only thing I really thought of so far is I want to start running again and do 5K. What?
Oh. You gonna be all right, buddy?
You're trying to have a serious segment.
Yeah, I know.
You ain't got my man over here blowing up a blow-up doll.
I'll tell you what, though. He is a trooper, man. He's put on a laced teddy.
He's blowing up a blow-up doll.
Is there two holes to blow up?
All right, so let's go to thank you.
That's a little disturbing.
It's kind of the end of the year. We got to thank a little bit of everybody.
Okay.
I'm going to forget somebody, but wait till she gets all filled up. It'll be great.
God, she looks so real.
I don't know why she has thumbs.
She does. She has like no fingers, but a big ass thumb. Maybe that's for anal penetration.
Oh my God. Keep going. Yeah, you can.
Oh, that looks horrible.
What are you going to name her, Ryan? She needs a name. You got a name for her?
No, not yet. I haven't had as much time with her as Blake has. I don't know if I want her after he's through with her. Shit's beat up.
That's okay. You got a patch kit right here.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Oh, so while we're blowing up stuff.
You think real women come with patch kits?
Real what?
Patch kits.
No, it's called diamonds.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so anyway.
You know about that, don't you?
No.
Wired?
Yeah.
No. We saw last time she was over here.
Oh, yeah, she showed her bling bling last time she was here.
She's an idiot.
What? That's terrible.
I'm just kidding.
Uh-huh.
It's not my blood.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Woo! Get it?
Little lesbo accident. Oh.
Ooh, toes. Are you a toe guy?
Not really a toe guy.
Me either.
No. Okay, so anyway, I want to thank a lot of people. It's the end of the year. I want to thank Ryan, of course. Thank you very much, dude.
Thank you, Blake.
It's been awesome.
Thank you for thanking me.
And thank you for thanking that you thanked me.
No problem.
Norma Jean, thank you for all your time and efforts. And
no problem. No problem.
And Blake, thank you for your help as well.
Blake, you can stop blowing and say thank you.
Oh, yes, you're welcome.
And there's all the fans. I want to thank all the fans who have kind of like hung out with us for the last year and a half or so. They give us a reason to do it, and the music.
Jackie Chan.
Jackie Chan.
What's Jackie Channer?
I don't know how to Jackie Channer.
That's even new to me.
I don't think you should be Jackie Channing somebody's stuff. But I want to thank SP Fanzine, TwangNation.com, SavingCountryMusic.com, the Hank Free Coalition,
Metal Farm Magazine,
Metal Farm Magazine, of course,
Keith Neltner,
Blake Judd,
Randy Blake
from
Ray.
Yeah. I want to thank this fine ass young lady who's standing up in my. I
want to call her Destiny.
Destiny. And
she's got a hole in the back.
I want to thank definitely Andy from Section86.com. He has made this show possible by editing it up a little bit for me and putting it out there on the web. So I don't know. What, you guys got anybody to thank or anything? Or
I'm just mesmerized.
She's kind of crippled
by Destiny.
She's ready to.
Her third hole is not in between her boobs. It's in her ass.
Ooh. Yes! Yes! Yes!
Bonus.
Yes!
Two Trailer Park Girls go around the outside. Around the outside. To the backside.
So let's go ahead and segue out with one more song. I want to play one more song of Little Lisa Dixie. This is her song, Bonnie and Clyde. And I want to thank Little Lisa Dixie for being on the show. She's awesome. And she's done a lot for the show. More than any other artist has that has been on the show. So, Lisa, thank you again. And you always have friends here at Burns When I Pee. So here is Little Lisa Dixie and her song Bonnie and Clyde. You guys want to say goodnight or anything?
Bye.
I have to do my request here.
Okay, so...
That's a Jackie Chan.
All right. What do you guys think? Vidcast next time or not?
Yeah, I mean, it ain't bother me. I'm not even really paying
that
attention.
That was disturbing.
Crowd, we want to do the vidcast next time or not? Does anybody want us to keep doing it or not? Anyway, here's a song, Bonnie and Clyde, and we have a little extra special thing at the end that I got cooked up. So,
what is it?
Take care, everybody. We'll see you in January.
What is it?
Peace out, bitches.
What is it?
Hey, y'all. This is Little Lisa Dixie wishing you a very Merry Christmas from It Burns When I Pee. Make sure you're keeping it filthy. Thanks.
You can edit this, right?
Yeah,
I can. Okay. I can just go at any time? All right. Yeah, you're going to want to kill me is what it is. Funny thing is, I just don't know how to start reading it. It's just kind of hard to do something on the spot when somebody says, go. Hey, you're getting it done for free, so you should be quiet. Mm-hmm. You're going to pace in the kitchen. See, because the most I can do is just read them. A little bit of a smart ass, but okay. Yeah, and I'm going to cry. That was not my mean voice. Not really. But I'm going with you on that. Go away. Oh. So I got to sit still. I heard that. And I have to say this without laughing. You're going to have to go away. Because I know exactly what you're doing in there. Time out time. Bye. Yeah, and then you can listen to every bad thing I say about you. Oh, you are stupid. Okay, I'm done.